After coming so close to Pesach, we started something last year that I think is somewhat a little bit unique. I don't know if we certainly never did it before last year, a shir in the Haggadah, where we'd go through different points of the Haggadah to highlight certain points. Really, the idea of the shir is to give you some things. Many times people don't have time before Yom Tov, it's such a busy time, to speak out certain yesaidis and certain things that we could say over at the Seder, and maybe give us a little bit more of an appreciation for the Haggadah. I am not going to repeat, I hope, I'm not going to repeat anything we said last year. So, I didn't have the luxury of listening to last year's tape, but I sort of remember, I think, what was said, what we went on. So, I would suggest that the Olam Taka listen to the MP3 file on the internet. They can download it, I think, onto their iPods or whatever, if people have it. Otherwise, you can listen on your computer. Because I'm not going to go over that. I'm not going to really spend much time on the Manishtana, which I did last year, and Avadam Hayinu. So, here goes. I did want to discuss the Holach Ma'anya, that basically starts Magid. We spoke about it Shabbos, but I want to talk a little bit more about it. First of all, just as a haschola, David Ram writes, why is Holach Ma'anya in Aramish? Why is the Holach Ma'anya in Aramish? Now, many people have written about this. It was done in Golos, b'chule. But David Ram says the following thing. The Gemara says that the Malachi Hashores don't understand Aramis. Since the Malachi Hashores don't understand Aramis, they can't be Mekatrik. They can't be Mekatrik, so we don't want them. It's such a Heilige event. The Seder is such a Heilige event that we don't want them to be able to be Mekatrik on us when we're coming to the Seder, to this Leil Shimur. And the obvious question is, after the first four lines of Holach Ma'anya, we start in Lashon HaKodesh. So we start in Lashon HaKodesh, so good, so he's not Mekatrig in they can't be Mekatrig in the beginning of the Seder. But Vaiter, they could be Mekatrig because the rest is in Lashon HaKodesh. So I saw from the Birchas Avram, Rav Avram Erlanger, he has a little shtickle in the back on the Haggadah Shel Pesach, and he says, Vais Dois, that the only ability for kitrug against doing a mitzvah is in the Hascholos HaMitzvah. Once you're able to be master of the mitzvah, once you start doing the mitzvah itself is megin on itself. The mitzvah itself protects the person. So it's just a hashkofa and everything. You know, it's always harder to open the Gemara than once you sit down to open the Gemara to actually learn. So the kitrug on if in the beginning, if we're able to make a haschola into the Seder, a proper haschola, so then there won't be any kitrugim once we get into the Haggadah and the mitzvah halayla. The Chidah points out that the Rashi Tevis of Holach Ma'anya de'acholu avasona ba'ara de Mitzrayim, hey lamed ayin dalet aleph beis dalet, add up to 117 kuf yud zayin. Zok de Chidah, this is a remes to the 117 years that Klal Yisrael was in Mitzrayim from the death of Levi until the Geula, until the Leil, the Laila of Tesvav in 2448. So the Chidah points out that that's the Haschol of the Seder, is that in our Holach Ma'anya, that's when we start eating Holach Ma'anya, the Lach Ma'anya, the Rishonim tell us that this was the Lechem that the Mitzrayim fed us when the Shibud, when the actual Avodah started. So this Holach Ma'anya, that's for 117 years, that's the Rosh Tevis of Holach Ma'anya, the Cholo Avasona, Ba'ara de Mitzrayim. There's a very, very basic question that we can ask in Holach Ma'anya. And the question really is that if we were inviting guests, the proper time to invite the guests would be before Kiddush, L'chayr. Or before, well, what do we say? We say, oh, this is Holach Ma'anya, the Cholo Avasana Ba'ad Mitzrayim, Kol Dichvin, anyone who's ferociously hungry, Yese v'yechel should sit and eat, and should come and eat. Called Ditzrich Yese v'yivsach, anybody who's in need, who's in need, should come and have and partake in the Korban Pesach. So, either you should start, we should invite them before Kiddush, or we should invite them before Moitzi Matzah. Why are we inviting them now? So the Chayra, one can say the following. We know that the Gemara tells us that why is it called Lachma Anya? Why is it called Lechem Oini? So there are many reasons why it's called Lechem Oini. One of the reasons why it's called Lechem Oini, the Gemara tells us that it's Lechem She'oinim Olav Dvorim Harbe. It's bread that we answer, we speak about many things, meaning the Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim is on Ke'ilu, it's the vehicle or the keli that we have that we're saying the Haggadah on is the matzah. It's Oinim Olav on the matzah we're Oinim Dvorim Harbe. So, what is one of the reasons why we're inviting people, aside from the fact that Gmilas Chasodim? The other reason is that Sipi Yitzis Mitzrayim, we know Chelik of Sipi Yitzis Mitzrayim is that one has to tell, you have to be Misaper, one should be Misaper to someone else. There's the Indian of Sipi Yitzis Mitzrayim, one of the Chilukim is of Sipi Yitzis Mitzrayim, is it's not just and between Sipur and Zechira Yitzis Mitzrayim, is that Sipi Yitzis Mitzrayim is to be Mefarsim the nest to others. So, the more people I invite, the more Pirsum Hanes there is. So it could be that that's why Dafka over here at the Seder, why Dafka by Pesach do we find that we have a special thing? Is because over here we're starting Magid. This is the Haskalah of Magid. So in the Haskalah of Magid, we want to invite people so that we could be Mefarsin, that we could talk over, we could be Ein Dvarim Arbe, where we can say over and be Mesapim, be Tzias Mitzrayim, and we could tell others about it on the Lechem. So maybe that's why at this specific juncture in the Seder is when we're inviting people in. We're inviting people in because this is where the Magid is starting. This is the Einam Alav Dorim Harbe. And it could be that that's why we're saying, Kol Dichvin Yeseh V'Yechel, Kol Dichvin Yeseh V'Yivsach, because it could be that the Einam Alav Dorim Harbe is on the matzah that they're going to eat. In other words, the Einam Dorim Harbe on the matzah that we're going to partake in. So we invite them now for the CPT Yisrael on that matzah that they're going to be partaking in, that we're all going to be partaking in together. It's interesting that we say, we're inviting aniyim in, or those that need, and then we say hashata hocha l'shana haba ba'arad Yisrael, hashata avde l'shana haba b'nei chayr. So, what is the connection between the two things? Many terutzim have been said, but I'd like to share with you something that Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chover writes in his Haggadah. So one of the best Haggadahs ever written, Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chover's Haggadah. And he starts off like this, really with a question. We know that later on when we say, Matzazu, Shana Weichlin, Al Shumma, what we end up saying is, we don't say that it's the matzah that we ate in Mitzrayim. What we actually say is, Al Shum Shalahispik Pitsekum Shalabaisenu Lahachmitz Achim Nigla Aleim Melech Machim Locham HaKadosh Baruch. But Shinema Vayoifu Es Abotzek, Asher Hatzim Mitzrayim Ubeis Matzos, Kiloi Chometz. That means when they went out the next day, that their matzah didn't rise, that didn't become Chometz. So why are we saying, Halach Mani Dacholo Avasana Barad in Mitzrayim, that they ate it in Mitzrayim? This is not the matzah. The matzah that we're eating is not the matzah that they what? That they ate in Mitzrayim, actually, but it's a commemoration of the fact that what? That their matzah didn't become Chometz. This is a very, very, this is a question that's asked by many. But seemingly, There's two matzahs. There's the matzah that they ate in Mitzrayim, either that they ate Mitzrayim as aniyim, or they ate Mitzrayim the night that they brought the Korban Pesach, al matzahs merayim yechlu. And then there's the matzah that the next day, that didn't rise, the bread that didn't rise. Zakar B'Yitzchak has a chavir the following. He says, and this is a hashkofa that everyone has to have on Pesach, and it's hashkofa that Pesach brings about, the whole idea of matzah brings about, that a person has to realize that everything that we have, many of the things that we have in our lives are really fluff, are really not the etzem of what life is about. Matzah is called lechem oini. We spoke when we learned the Arab Psachim a little bit. It's called lechem oini. Why is it called lechem oini? It's a commemoration of freedom. So why are we celebrating freedom But lechem oni, the Gemara says everyone holds that you got to lean by matzah, right? So matzah is not a commemoration of bread of affliction. It's a commemoration of freedom. Why is it freedom? Because true freedom is recognizing that all the fluff in life is that's exactly what it is, fluff. What's true and real is the essence of life. Lechem oini is the pshat, there's nothing else. It's flour and water. That's the essence of life. A person has to realize that in Gashmias, what he has to get out of Gashmias is just enough to sustain himself. If a person eats because he's hungry, that's a reason to eat. To eat, to partake in the physical pleasure of eating, that's not what we're on this world for. That's the hashkafa of the matzah. And a person has to realize also that whatever he needs in life, it should be yifsach. It should be something that's not quick. I'm passing through. I understand that it's not forever. Zokt Rabbi Tzachai Zuchov, if a person has that hashkafa. If everybody would have that hashkafa, if Yaakov would have that hashkafa, the gula would come right away. There were two types of matzah. There was a matzah they had to eat with the Korban Pesach, and there was a matzah because when they ran out, they didn't become chametz. We're focusing on the matzah that we ate with the Korban Pesach. Because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was teaching Klal Yisrael when they went out of Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was teaching Klal Yisrael when they went out of Mitzrayim that they have to eat it with matzah, they have to realize what life is truly about. What life is truly about is not the gashmius. The meila, the whole lechem and yidachalu avasana ba'ar de Mitzrayim, that lechem that they ate in Mitzrayim, which lechem was it? Not the lechem that we're talking about the matzah tomorrow. The matzah tomorrow was because they ran out quickly. But the lechem that they ate in Mitzrayim, what was that? That was called dichvin yesev yechol. Anyone who's very hungry, he should sit, he come down and eat, because that's how you eat. You eat because you're hungry. You don't eat because you want to just enjoy. A person, whatever he needs in life, it should be yifsach. It should be like passing over. It shouldn't be something that a person dwells on in the gashmius of this world. And if that's the case, this year we're here, l'shona haba ba'ard Yisrael. But next year, if we have this hashkafa, next year we'll be in Eretz Yisrael. This year we're avadim, l'shona haba b'nei chayrin. But if we have this hashkafa, we'll be b'nei chayrin. Mela, the Rabbi Tzachai Zuchov is learning that this is a pointed reference. This is a pointed way. This is how we're setting the tone for the Seder. We're setting the tone to have the recognition of what our Pesach and what our Matzah is about. The experience we're supposed to have. A beautiful Ashkafa at the beginning of the Seder. The question arises. This is something that's almost prophetic. It says Hashat. It is prophetic. Hashat Tohachol Lishana Bavar Yisrael. Hashata Avdei Lishana Habav Necher. So what are the two things? Today we're here, Hashat HaHocha, Lashon HaHabah will be in Eretz Yisrael. Hashat HaAvdei, today we're Avadim, Lashon HaHabah B'nei Chorin. So why are there two separate statements? If we'll be in Eretz Yisrael, we'll be B'nei Chorin. If we'll be B'nei Chorin, we'll be in Eretz Yisrael. Why are there two separate things? The Tosfos Yom Tov in Mishnayos in Masechtas Maaseh Sheni says that the Gula Asida is going to be the following. Klal Yisrael is going to go into Eretz Yisrael and they're going to be subjugated under foreign rule. And then they're going to lose the foreign rule and they're going to rule over themselves. That's the Gula Asida. Zok the Bala Goda Hoshat Ohocho L'shon HaBa Barad Yisrael will be in Eretz Yisrael. We'll talk about Eretz Yisrael, but it could be that even if we're in Eretz Yisrael, we'll still be Meshubit, we'll still be Avadin. Hashata Avde L'shana Habo B'nei Chor. Ahafutu Kezach, and it could be, it's a prophetic thing. I'm not saying that it could be. It's Zichah that we're still Avadin. We're not ruling over ourselves. That's not what the Tashem this means. We're going to rule over ourselves. We're not talking about a Torah Dikah state. But L'maisa, That's as I state in Tzitzit, and that's the Leiv Ivri says it, and the Maral really says this in the Pirush Haggadah too, that it's shayach to be in Eretz Yisrael and still be avodim. That's what the Maral says in a very short way. That's the two steps. We want to be in Eretz Yisrael. We want to be in Eretz Yisrael the right way. We want to be in Eretz Yisrael lishkan avodim. And I want to prove it to you. Rabbi say we go to Eretz Yisrael. We want to go to Eretz Yisrael. Almost talking like Bible. We just went to Eretz Yisrael a month and a half ago. The Olam Sotzer Frieden. We stand by the cotton gate. I didn't stand there. I didn't get a chance to stand there. And your mama, she could see the Makom HaMikdash. So we think we're so close to something so unbelievable. We are. And we're satisfied with that. How can we be satisfied with that? We're in Eretz Yisrael, and we're subjugated by we're pushing. We can't. We don't have to be some mikdash. We're so close, but we're so far. We should be zeicha b'meher b'yameinu. The Nesivus in the Ma'ase Nisim says a gevaldik kazach. He discusses the split over here. So we just gave an explanation why there's two things. He says another thing. He says the following thing. We know that there's a machlokes when the future geula is going to be. Machlokes between Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Lezer, right? The famous machlokes when the world was created. Was it B'Tishrei? Was it B'Nisan? And whether B'Nisan is going to be the ultimate geula or B'Tishrei is going to be the ultimate geula. Zakta'aza. In Mitzrayim, we know that when did the Shibud stop? The actual physical Shibud stopped 6 months before the geula. And in Sifri state, that loss of love is going to be the same thing. Shibud is going to end, okay? The Shibud will ultimately end 6 months before the actual geula, before we end up in Eretz Yisrael. Zakta'aza. So the Baal HaGadah is mavarning both Tanoim. We're standing over here in Nisan, right? If you hold that in Tishrei we're going to have a Geula, the Shibud already should have stopped. Correct? 6 months before Tishrei. If the Shibud already should have stopped, so how come it didn't stop? The Teretz is, we want to say, Hashata Avdei Lashana Haba B'nei Chayrin. That's for the Mandam, who holds that we're going to have a Geula in Tishrei. We're going to have a Geula in Tishrei, and we still Meshubit in Nisan this year. That means when was the Geula going to happen? A year and a half from now. So all we could say now is Hashata Hacha L'Shana HaBoy. In 12 months, what are we going to be? We'll be B'nai Chayrin. We're going to be B'nai Chayrin. But are we going to be in Eretz Yisrael yet? We're not going to be in Eretz Yisrael yet. Mela, for the Manda Amar who says that B'n Nisan Asad Ligoel, so still it's possible that next year we'll be able to go to Eretz Yisrael. Because why? Because what would happen? Next Tishrei, we're going to be free of Shibud, and 6 months later, we'll be able to go to Eretz Yisrael. But according to the other Manda Amar, what do you need? According to the other Manda Amar, you're going to need a year and a half, which means that the best we can hope for in a year from now is Hashata Avdei L'Shana Haba B'nei Chayrin. So the Tana in the Haggadah is pavarning that point. Hashata Hach L'Shana Haba Ba'ar Di Yisrael. That's according to the Manda Amar who holds B'nisan Asad Ligo. And Hashata Avdei L'Shana Haba B'nei Chayrin is talking about according to the Manda Amar who says that B'Tishrei Asidin Ligo. I'd like to go further in the Haggadah, but there's one more pshat that I want to say over here that I'm going to leave till later on in the Haggadah. Okay, because with the Gemara is going to, where the Haggadah is going to discuss the Chishev Esakeitz, I'd like to come back to it. And if I don't, please someone remind me that I didn't come back to it. Okay. So as I said last time, we covered in last year's share, the Abadam Hayinu, we spoke about Barichis, Alpi the Gra. So I'd like to start with the Maisa in Bnei Brak. Maisa, Rabbi Leza, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfin, Shoyim Mesubin b'Bnei Brak, Voyim Mesaprim b'Yitzias Mitzrayim Kol Oisei Alayla. They were talking about Yitzias Mitzrayim the whole night. At Shebo Talmideim va'Amru Lohem Rabbi Seinu Higi Zman Kriyashma Shel Shacharis. Until that Talmidim came and they said to them, Rabbi Seinu Higi Zman Kriyashma Shel Shacharis. So the question that comes up immediately is Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, L'chayra, what they were doing over here was they were being misapid b'yitzis Mitzrayim the whole night. But we know that the chiyuv of sipi b'yitzis Mitzrayim is only b'zman sheyesh matzu umarayim unachim lefanecha, as the Baal HaGadah is going to say. If that's the case, that means that as long as there's a chiyuv of matzah and mara, so then there's a chiyuv of what? There's a chiyuv of sipi yitzis Mitzrayim, but there's no chiyuv of matzah and mar, so there's no chiyuv of sipi yitzis Mitzrayim. So the question arises: there is a major machloikis, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva, as to when does one have to eat the Karban Pesach? When does one have to eat the Afikomen bar? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds you can't eat it after Chatzos; you have to eat it by Chatzos. The Rabbanan holds you could eat it the whole night. So according to that, that's the same. Not only is that true about the Karban Pesach, it's also true about what? About matzah. So the chiyuv of matzah is only until chatzayis. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is sitting over here and he's talking, he's being misapid b'tzias Mitzrayim, kol ha'aseh alayla, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah doesn't hold this way. He doesn't hold that he's mechuyev to talk about misapid b'tzias Mitzrayim the whole night. So why is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah part of the group? So the stipler says the following thing. He says, who is his bar plukta? His bar plukta in that Gemara is Rabbi Akiva. And where was this maisa? He says, why did he tell us that they were in Bnei Brak? Because Bnei Brak was, everybody knows what's the famous Rechayv in Bnei Brak? It's Rechayv Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was the Morada Asra, and it was his shtat. Bnei Brak was his city. So it comes out that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, they passed in, it was Rabbi Akiva's shtat. Mela, since they had to go like the halacha was like Rabbi Akiva, and the halacha, since the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, so the chi of matzah taka was the whole night over there, according to them. Mela, they were paskining over here like Rabbi Akiva. Mela, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was like his bar plukta Rabbi Akiva. It's interesting that Bar Benel talks about what's the inyan that they were up a whole night. The avada that they were so involved in the mitzvah, but the Bar Benel wants to see something a little deeper in it, that they taka stayed up a whole night. We know later in the Haggadah we say that a person is mechuyev to see himself. A person is mechuyev to see himself as if he went out of Mitzrayim. And it's clear that the people that went out of Mitzrayim, they didn't sleep that night. The night of the Yitzhak of Mitzrayim, they didn't sleep that night. So he's saying that in the Haggadah over here tells us a gewaldic inyan, that just like a person has to see himself as if he went out of Mitzrayim, as if he's going out after, the Rambam says, as if he's going out after, right now from Mitzrayim. And just like when they went out of Mitzrayim, they were up on the entire night. Memela, these Tanoim firzuch that they stayed up a whole night. Not only that, I saw brought from the Brisker Rav that the Brisker Rav is matmiya. Every the Gvelt knows that on Shavuos night, everybody stays up Shavuos night. Staying up Shavuos night is no aminik. So this is mamashich. He held that it was. It's certainly a mitzvah. It's certainly a mitzvah. L'sab b'tzias Mitzrayim kol ha'aseh alayla. Memela. The Mela, he wanted to tell you that it's more important to stay up a whole Pesach night than Shavuos night. It's interesting, Rav Huttner and the Pachad Yitzchak stells on another point, and perhaps this gives us an answer to the question with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, a different answer. If you look at the Lashon, it says, Misapim Yitzias Mitzrayim Kol Oysoi Halayla. His question is, why is the lashon of the Haggadah that they were up kol oisay halayla, that whole night? Why that whole night? It should say kol leil tesvav, kol leil pesach. What's the pshat kol oisay halayla? So Rav Huttner writes a beautiful thing. He says like this: the pasuk in Bo'i says halayla hazel la Hashem shimurim. This night is to Hashem shimurim. And the Ramban says, Kloimar, Mekudish, this night is a Lel Shimurim, it's Mekudish L'Shmoy. It's hallowed for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, Shimurim, L'chol B'nei Yisrael, L'dayroisam, She'yishmeru Oysoi, that we should watch this night, La'avoy L'fonav, to be oivir in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, U'ba'achilas Pesach, U'zechiras Hanisim. So the Ramban says that there's a din of Lel Shimurim of what? Of Zechiras Hanisim. So he says there's two dinim in Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's a din of Vigarta Levincha Bayoim Ahu. That Vigarta Levincha is Bizman Shiyesh Bayoim Ahu. Bizman Shiyesh Matzis Umran Munachim Lefanecha. That could be, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, until when? That's until Chatzos. But there's another din, that Laila, that Leil Shimurim, the night is a Leil Shimurim when? It's a Shimurim, the Zechiras Nisim, right? We know the whole night is Leil Shimurim. Right? Goraya, everybody goes to sleep after Chatzos, and nobody says Krishma Alamita, right? So we all know that the Leil Shimurim goes the whole night. And the Ramban is telling us that Leil Shimurim, the whole night, is a Laila of Zechiras Anisim. The Mela comes out that even if you held like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, even if you hold that you can only eat the Korban Pesach until Chatzos, even if you hold that you can only eat that the Afikomen has to be eaten by Chatzos, but there's still an inyan of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, of Sipi Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Zechiras Hanisim, Balayla, that's Leil Shimurim. That's why it says, Kol Oysoi Halayla, that whole, that night, The entire specific night, which is Halayla Hazeh LaHashem Shimurim. It's a takeoff on the pasuk Halayla Hazeh LaHashem Shimurim. The Briska Rav points out another thing, and this is something that's very negayah. It says, Atshibo Tamideim Ba'amru Lohem Rabbi Seinu, what did they tell him? Higi is Ban Kriyishma Shel Shachris. When is the Chi of Kriyishma Shel Shachris? When is this man of Kriyishma Shel Shachris? It's Mishayakir. When does the Chi of, when is the Laila over? That's when the Laila is really over by Alois. So why were they continuing going? Why did they continue going until this man, until Kriyishma? So the Briska Rav Tainas, and it's really the last Tosefta in Pesachim. The last Tosefta in Pesachim says that it's not only remembering the Nisim, but and the Torah says this, quotes this Tosefta, that the Indian of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim is not only talking about the Nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but it's also talking about what? It's also talking about Hilchus HaPesach. To learn the Hilchus HaPesach, and we all know that what's the answer to the Chacham? Afat Amar Loi, Emaftiu Nachar HaPesach HaFikayim, telling him a halacha. So you see that Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim is not only talking about the Nisim, but it's also talking about the halachas. It's also talking about Hilchus Pesach and to be Isaac in the halachos of Pesach. The next paragraph in the Haggadah is Amar Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, Hare ani ki ben shivim shana. I am as if I was 70 years old. V'loy zachisish domi tis b'tzrayim b'leilois. I hold that you have to say Yetzias, you have to be masker Yetzias Mitzrayim at night. I hold that you have to say Yetzias Mitzrayim, you have to say, you talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim at night. But the Talmid HaChacham they weren't masking to me. Ad Shedrasha Ben Zoyma, until I have a drasha from Ben Zoyma, everybody knows it, what was the drasha, the Mishnah in Brachas, Shenema Lamantiska, Yom Tzeischa, Yom Tzeischa, Kol Yimecha Yecha, Yimecha Yecha, Hayomim, Kol Yimecha Yecha, Halelois, So Ben Zayma brought him, told him this Givaldik Drasha, that you have to be masked, you have to mention, yeah, that's it, and we pass in this way, and then we have Skirish Yetzias Mitzrayim at night, every night of the year we have Skirish Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, the obvious question over here is, what is this doing on Pesach night? What does this argument have to do with Pesach night? Pesach night is a special mitzvah, not of Skirish Yetzias Mitzrayim, but of what? Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, of talking about the Nisim Mitzrayim. That's one question. So what is it doing over here? The second thing is, so what did Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah hold? A very strange thing. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah held that you should be masker every night. He just didn't win the argument with the Chachamim until Ben Zayma told him a pshat. So why did he hold that way originally? It's a very strange thing. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, "Well, he had a feeling." Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, "I always held that you have to be masked Hashem, you have to be masked Yetzias Mitzrayim every night of the year." Right? Chachamim argued with me. They said only by day you have to say Yetzias Mitzrayim, but not at night. Until Ben Zayma gave me a drasha. Thank you, Ben Zayma. But before Ben Zayma gave him a drasha, why did he hold that way? Why did Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah hold that way? So we have two questions. First of all, what is this argument doing in the Haggadah? It has nothing to do with the Haggadah. It's a Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, not Zechir Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the second thing is, why did Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah hold this way without the drasha of Ben Zayim? So I'd like to share with you an absolutely beautiful Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi says the following touch. We know, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, we just said, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, according to what we just said, why did it tell us that it's in Bnei Brak? According to what the disciple said, why did it tell us that was in Bnei Brak? To tell us why Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah went and ate and was misaper a whole night. Because Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah shita is really that you only eat the Korban Pesach until Chatzos, and you can only eat the Matzah until Chatzos. Why does Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah hold that way? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds that way because there's a machloikis in the Gemara. What was the Ikar Hanes? Was it the Chipozoing? It says they went out the Chipozoing. There were two Chipozoings, the Gemara tells us. Two rushes. What were the two rushes? There was a rushing on the Mitzrayim's part, when the Mitzrayim ran and said, get out of there, Mitzrayim, go out of Mitzrayim. And then what happened? Bnei Yisrael said, hold your horses. We'll go out when we go out. We're going to go out during the day. And then Bnei Yisrael ran out during the day. There was the chipazon of Yisrael. There was the chipazon of Mitzrayim. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah held which was the Yikar one? The one at night. The chipazon of Mitzrayim. Since the chipazon of Mitzrayim is the Yikar one, therefore what? That's the time when you're only able to eat the Korban Pesach. You can only eat the Korban Pesach at night because, well, up until Chatzos, because that was the Yikar, that was the chipazon of Mitzrayim. That was Chatzos HaLaila. That was it. Pari in pajamas in the middle of the night, right? He came out in the middle of the night. That was it. That was the chipazon of Mitzrayim. And what was the chipazon of Yisrael? It was after the night. After the night, meaning he would be able to eat the Korban Pesach all night. That's the machlokes of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said the chipazon of the night is Yikar. Mela, what did Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah hold? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is a natural. So of course you have to be maskir Yitzias Mitzrayim every night. Because if the Ikar Yitzias Mitzrayim is at night, so therefore what? The Chiddush is when, is that you have to be maskir Yitzias Mitzrayim by day. Right? According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, what was the Ikar Nes? At night. So when we're, every night of the year, when we're maskir Yitzias Mitzrayim, when should we be maskir Yitzias Mitzrayim? Not by day, by night. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah naturally, l'shitasoi, holds what? He has to hold what? That Yitzias Mitzrayim is balayla. Right? Therefore, he argued with the Chachamim naturally. But what did the Chachamim hold? What did the Chachamim hold? That the Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Yikar Yitzias was by day. Mimbeila, when should we be masking Yitzias Mitzrayim? By day. The Chiddush is at night. In other words, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds the Yikar Yitzias at night. If the Yikar Yitzias is at night, so that's when you have to be masking Yitzias Mitzrayim. And what did the Rabbanan hold? The Rabbanan hold the Yikar Yitzias was when they actually physically went out of Mitzrayim. Therefore what? When should you be masking Yitzias Mitzrayim on a regular day? You should be masking it only by day, not by night.
Hold on, the whole Seder should be by
day. No, we're not talking about the Seder. We're talking about Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim. Okay. That's, we discussed why the Seder is at night. But Lemaisa, Kup Techois. That according to Rabbi Elazar, that's what Rabbi Elazar said like this. And he says, and Zakta Beis Halevi, if you look at the Rambam's Haggadah, at the end of Zman, at the end of Hilchos Chametz Matzah, the Rambam has, not Omar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, but Omar Lohen Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said to them, who's them? Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Tarfon. Because they passed him like who? They were sitting in Bnei Brak, so they passed him like who? Like Rabbi Akiva. So he said like this. So Omar Lohen Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, I'm Kiven Shivim Shon. I was never Zoicha. Why wasn't I Zoicha? Because they obviously didn't hold like me. And you don't hold like me. He's telling them like this. You clearly hold that when was the Yikar Yitzias? By day. So I wasn't able to win. Achad Rosh Ben Zayma, when Ben Zayma said, Koil Yimechayecha is Lahavi. Koil Yimechayecha, Yisrael says, Koil Yimechayecha is Yimechayecha Yom, Koil Yimechayecha Aleilois. So Koil Yimechayecha is adding the nights. So then I was able to have a drasha, even according to Rabbanan. Even if you hold the Yikar Yitzias was when? Was by day. But Kol Yimechayecha would add the nights. That's the Baha'i Levi learns the hemshich of the Haggadah. Beautiful, the hemshich. In other words, the point is like this: they were talking, sitting, and being misapkin to Mitzrayim, and they paskin not like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, "Listen, even though you're paskining a lot like me, but I have a drasha to prove that what that Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim should be at night." So what happens is like this: in what happened in the Maisa that they were sitting together. The psak of when the Ikar Yitzias came out, therefore Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah had to prove to them with Kol Yimechayecha that it was Lahavi Halelos. For Maisa, the Beis Halevi goes even further, but I don't want to be Mayrich. He has a beautiful other Lashitas in Rabbi Elazar, but we'll leave that. Maisa, it's interesting. Rabbi Yitzchak Eizachover in his Haggadah says, what's the Chiddush that is Arenek Ben Shivim Shana? I'm 70 year old man, and I was never zeichet. I wasn't zeichet that they should listen to me. What's the chiddush? First of all, we know what is everybody knows. What does it mean? Arei ani kiven shivim shana. Really, how old was he? The Gemara says in Brachos, he was really 18, and he got the 18 gray white hairs, and he became the and he rose to prominence. So why is that? What's the chiddush? He was 18 years old, right? Arei ani kiven shivim shana. Means that he was really 18 years old, and what? And they, of course they loizachisi. What's the chiddush that the din wasn't like it? Mitzchak Eizachover says like this. The halacha is like this. Not the halacha. He says that anyone who has who has a nitzutz of Moshe Rabbeinu in him, a spark of Moshe Rabbeinu in him, is zoicher that the halacha is like him. That they pass him like his shmeitzer. And why did Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was appointed, and he did not want to become. He held he was an honor. He was an honor. He didn't want to become, right? And what happened? He realized it was nigzav hashemayim that he should really go beyond the legdula. So clearly he had what? He had anivus. Since he had anivus, really the halacha should be like him. Zokta harei ani kiven shivim shana. And loizachisi shetayama, I wasn't able to prove to you that I was wrong, that my halacha is right. You just paskin like me. Really, the halacha should be like me. It should be like me naturally because I'm an honor. But I'm gonna, a little funny to say that. But lamaisa, I'll prove to you from Ben Zayma, I have a drasha from Ben Zayma, and therefore the halacha should be like me. Okay. Let's go on just a little bit. We talk a little bit about the Dalet Bonim. And last year we spent a lot of time on the difference between the Chacham and the Rasha. I'd like to share with you a little bit of an insight that we didn't discuss yesterday, last time. Everybody knows, my audience is be very brief on the Dalet Bonim. Chacham Ahu Omer, we know that the Chacham says, Moha Edis Ba'achukim Ha'mishpatim Asher Tziva Hashem Alekeinu Eschem. What are all these Edis and Chukim and Mishpatim that Hashem commanded you? The Afato Emor Lo, you say to him, Ki Hilchas HaPesach, Ein Maftirin Acha HaPesach Afikun. So we know that we're including the Chacham, and the Chacham is asking a very intelligent question. And you give him Mamish, Afato Emor Lo, Ki Hilchas HaPesach, we all know the Pshat, that you teach him all the Halachas of Pesach. This taka goes like the Briskerov, that the Hilchas HaPesach is part of the CPC, right? And then we say, Rashi Mahu Aymer. Rashi Mahu Aymer, what does he say? Mo Avoida Zoyis Lochem. Lochem V'loy Loy. Lefisha Haitzi is Atzmi. When I call Kofa Be'ikri, was Kofa Be'ikri, V'yap Ato, Hake Yashino, V'emar Loy, Bavozeh, Sashem, Livi Tesim Mitzrayim, Livi Loy Loy, Yiluha Yisham Loy, Hayinigo. So everybody asked the question from all the Rishonim. What did he say? He said, Ma Avoida Zoyis Lochem. What is this to you? So we're saying, Lochem V'loy Loy, it's to you and not to him. And since he was Maitzi himself, Minaklal, he's a Kofa Be'ikri. Where do we see he's a Kofa Be'ikri? Why is he any more of a kaifa beikr than the Chacham? The Chacham said, "My, this is a chukum ha-mishpat ma-shetziv Hashem lekenu eschem. Eschem is also to you." We all know this question. We all come to the Agada. Last year we spoke the going points that points out that he says tziva Hashem lekenu eschem. He spoke about Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and the Rasha doesn't speak about Hakadosh Baruch Hu. But I'd like to share with you an insight from the Meshech Chacham. The Meshech Chacham says, and I want and the Rabbi say this goes very well with the Gra in a second. You'll see in a second. And it's a hafludik hashkofa in a little bit in chinuch habonim, in how to address the children. If you look at the psukim that we talk about the chacham, it says v'hayikhi yisholcha bin chamacher. We talk about the time ki yisholcha bin chamacher, v'hayikhi yisholcha bin chamacher. And the pasuk of the rasha is ma'ha avoida hazayis lachem. So the question is, how do we know that this is the Rosh's pasuk? Zokta Meshech Chochma, there's a few words before it. V'hoya ki yaimru aleichem b'neichem. Ki yaimru aleichem b'neichem, mo'avoy da'zai slochem. Does anybody hear the difference in the psukim? V'hoya ki yishol chabincha, v'hoya ki yaimru aleichem. Ki yaimru aleichem b'neichem. What's the chilek? The chilek is the Chacham and the Tam are asking a question. They want to know. The Rasha is making a statement. He says, what's this to you? He doesn't want an answer. It doesn't say, it says, he's going to tell you. He's going to tell you, that's a garnish what you're doing. It doesn't mean anything. It's meaningless. When he's making a statement, there's an old line. I use it many times in my share. And it was one person arguing with Rosh Hashiva in the Shir, and he was arguing with a Svara. And he told him, if you would harava to understand, as much as you're haraving not to understand, you would understand. If you try as hard as you're trying not to understand, the Rosh is trying not to understand. He doesn't want to know. He's making the statement, this is not for me. If it's not for him, thus I Rosh. He doesn't want to know. It's not that he's puzzled. He doesn't want to know. And I would just tell Sue how the Gra makes a ha'orim. It says, "Va'af ato Haki Ashina ve'emor loy, you say to him, Baburzeh as Hashem li b'tzeisim mitzrayim li v'loy loy. It says, Baburzeh as Hashem li, that to me, v'loy loy, and not to him. Why does it such, if you're talking to the Russian, what should you say? The Pasuk should, the Haggadah should say, Baburzeh as Hashem li b'tzeisim mitzrayim li v'loy lecha. Why does it say li v'loy loy? Zok de Gro, which tells you ganz fine to what the Meshech Chacham is saying, is you don't talk to the Russian. If the Russian says, Ba'avodah Zaslachem, you turn away from him and you talk to the other kids. And you say, you see what he's doing? What he's doing is he's being mighty himself in Aklal. He's being mighty himself in Aklal. I'm not talking to him, I'm talking to you. He wouldn't have gone out. Leave Eloi Loi. Ba'avodah Zaslachem, leave it, says Mitzrayim. Azoi Shteit and Gro. That's L'chaira, a little bit of a hashkafa. Even if a child, we want to talk to a child, but we have to look that children should ask questions. It's very important that children should ask questions. That's what the whole Leil HaSeder is about. Asking questions. We want them to answer questions. But what rush is I don't want to understand. I don't want to be part of it. That's the rush. There's another hashkafa that the Beis Halevi takes out of this famous Beis Halevi, but it's kedai to say over again. It's a tremendous yisoid in Yiddishkeit b'chlal. What's the answer to the Russia? Bavurzeh osa Hashem li b'tzeisim mitzrayim. Hashem did this for me, bavurzeh, because of this. Says Rashi, what does it mean? Because of this, Hashem took me out of Mitzrayim. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, because of the mitzvah of matzah and maror, Hashem took me out of Mitzrayim. If you think about that, that's the most ridiculous thing you ever heard. Hashem didn't take me out of Mitzrayim for me to do the matzah and maror. Why do I do the matzah and maror? To remember that I went out of Mitzrayim. So why is the pasuk Ba'avurzeh Osa Hashem li b'tzeisim mitzrayim? Rashi saying, because of this, so that I should eat matzah and maror. What's the thing? Then the Ebishah took me out of Mitzrayim. It's really the opposite. Zok the Beis Halevi. I think we said this over at the Chumash a few times. That the Beis Halevi says like this. There's two tracks in this world. There's the world that we look at and we say, this caused this, and this caused this, and this caused that. And then there's the track in the world that's the all-knowing HaKadosh Baruch. What that's known as is Bechira and Yediyah. Right? If a person goes and he steals, if somebody steals from him, what do you tell him? It's Pashet. It's Pashet. And what do you tell the Ganef? If you catch the Ganef, what do you tell him? It's all kaful. What do you mean? It was Pashet. What do you want from me? The Teretz is. There's a taka plan from the Eibishter. And there's taka, there's a cause to it too. There's the world that we see causes. So a person could look at matzah and maror and he could say, what? Why are we doing matzah and maror? We're doing matzah and maror to commemorate Yetzias Mitzrayim. But there's a higher plan. You know why we went out of Mitzrayim? So we should do the matzah and maror. We went out of Mitzrayim because Hashem wants us to do His mitzvahs. That's what we're telling the Russian. The Russian Zok the Beis Halevi is the guy who says, what is this relevant to you? What is matzah and maror relevant to you? What is the Karban Pesach relevant to you? What? You're in Golus for so many years. The Eibishter hasn't redeemed you. What are you commemorating in Yetzias Mitzrayim? We tell him, that's not what the Torah is about. The Torah tells us to do things. We don't look at why. We have to be mekabel from our Kodesh. We have to be mekabel from our fathers and our fathers' fathers and our rebbeim. As I state in the Torah, this is why we do the mitzvahs, because the mitzvahs say we don't have to understand why. We don't have to understand. The reasons we can understand in a mitzvah are infinitesimally, are a fraction of what the real reasons for mitzvahs are. Hashem Baruch Hu wants us to do with mitzvahs, Ba'avurzeh Osa Hashem li b'tzeisim mitzrayim. So we tell the Russia, you don't have to examine, is it relevant in your mind? That's not the point. The point is, Hashem Baruch Hu wants us to do his mitzvahs, we have to be mekabel that and accept that. I'd like to go a little weiter. We don't really have that much time. Talk a little bit about Say Olmad, Mabikesh Lovan Arami Lasais Liyakov Avinu. It's interesting that the Gra points out that this whole idea of Lovan Arami, why is this the parsha that we're darshaning, the parsha about Lovan Arami, Arami Aviravi, by Yered Mitzrayim. So the Gra points out that the story of Yaakov by Lavan is really a microcosm It's a little bit of like a miniature of the story of Klal Yisrael going into Mitzrayim. Where we went down into Mitzrayim and we were in Goshen and we were living Gevaldik, and Yaakov was Gevaldik, he got married, he was living wonderfully with Laban, and then it got harder and harder and harder. Until he left, and how did he leave? He left with all of Laban's possessions. That's exactly what happened in Mitzrayim. Not only that, with what vehicle did Yaakov become wealthy and be able to take out all the possessions? With a mako, with a staff. Moshe Rabbeinu took out Bnei Yisrael with his mata. Mamash, it's a microcosm of Yitzhak Mitzrayim. As I zok the gear. Person has to realize what it is in Golos. Say ulmat. Lavan was a very, very sharp character. That's why his name is Lavan. Lavan is white. He's lily white. He's like an angel. But he's really a Raman. That's the chance. Say ulmat. It's a limud. You have to learn. In Golos, the Goyim, they want to trick us. We have to know that they're out to hurt us. They're out to destroy us. And we have to realize to remain insular. Lavan bikesh lakaras hakol. Where do we find that Lavan was bikesh lakaras hakol? So I'd like to share with you a few different insights, a few different ideas. We know that according to one medrash, Lavan's son was Bilam. We know that Bilam went down to Mitzrayim. And Bilam was one of the miyaitzim by Paroi. He was the one who was miyaitz Paroi. Kol abena yilor ayoyot hashlichu. So I want to say that that's Lavan bikesh lakaras hakol. Lavan, it could be that Lavan, through Lavan's son Bilam, that Bilam really wanted to do worse. You know, Bilam wanted to destroy all of Klal Yisrael. He wanted to curse all of Klal Yisrael. That's Lavan bikesh lakaras hakol. But if you look, you see a little further. It says, Arami oived avi vayered mitzrayma. Arami was oived avi vayered mitzrayma. What's the connection between Arami, who's the Arami? Lavan, who was oived avi. And Vayered Mitzrayim, we went down to Mitzrayim. What is the connection between Arami Oved Avi and Vayered Mitzrayim? So I'd like to share with you a very cute pshat. I can only call it a cute pshat. From our Psi Pesach Frank. Psi Pesach Frank says the following thing. He says, why did Bnei Yisrael have to go to Mitzrayim? So we know that the Medrash says, because of Beis Milas, two pieces of fabric that Yaakov gave who? Gave Yosef, he gave him the Ksonis Pasi. So that's why it caused jealousy amongst the brothers, and they ended up selling Yosef down, and then therefore we had to go on to Mitzrayim because of the breach within the Shiftei Koh. Now why was there jealousy? Because Yosef was basically being given the Bechira. Why was there jealousy? Why was there jealousy? Because really who was the Bechira? The Bnei Leah, not the Bnei Rachel. But why was Yosef not really a Bechira? Because Lavan tricked Yaakov. Since Lavan tricked Yaakov, so therefore that created jealousy amongst the brothers, because when Yaakov favored Yosef, that's what caused the whole going down to Mitzrayim. Memela Arami Eved Avi. Through his Ramois, he was Eved Avi. He gave him Leah before he gave him Rachel. Memela Yosef wasn't really the Bechar. Yosef wasn't really the Bechar, that's why the Ksenis Pasim caused jealousy. That's why it was Vayered Mitzrayim. If you look, I saw for Reb Chaim Kanievsky an unbelievable pshat. The Sefer HaYosha brings that when Lavan took leave, when Yaakov took leave of Lavan by Galed, and he left, Lavan sent a message to Esav. Yaakov is coming to Eretz Yisrael, kill him. As I state in Sefer HaYosha. And the Medrash in Parshas Vayishlach says that Esav really wanted to kill Yaakov. At the end of the day, the Medrash says, why didn't Esav kill Yaakov at the end of the day? Not because Yaakov placated him. The reason why Esav didn't kill Yaakov in Parshas Vayishlach is because they knew that there was a shtar chayv. What was the shtar chayv? They knew that if you're going to get the Bechair, if you're going to be the son of Avram, you're going to be considered part of Avram, one thing you have to do, you have to go down to Mitzrayim. So Esav knew that if he killed Yaakov, what was going to happen? He was going to end up having to go to Mitzrayim. So he didn't kill Yaakov. He didn't. So what did he do? He left a Yerusha for his Einikol. Who's his Einikol? Amalek. He told him, when Bnei Yisrael comes out of Mitzrayim, get him then. So then the Shtar Chayv was paid up, and then we'll become the Zera Avraham. Zokter, Zokter Chaim Kanievsky, that's the pshat. Arami Oved Avi. How was he Yovid Avi? He sent the message to Esav to kill him. But why wasn't he successful? By Yerid Mitzrayim. Because Yaakov was the one who ended up going down to Mitzrayim, and Esau ended up going down to Mitzrayim, and not Esau. And then when Amalek wanted to kill them, it was too late. They weren't able to do that. Just like to share with you one last thought. I mean, there's so much more to speak. But one quick thing that's easy to say over. Another thing, Rami Avinavi, where do we see that love and try to kill all Yitzchak, kill everything? Where is he like Lachar Es HaKol? So the Levi Yitzchak, the Kedushas Levi, says that the halacha is like this. The halacha is that Shliach Shemes, if you send the Shliach to go be Mekadosh in Isha for you, so the halacha is your Asra on all the women in the world. Because if he went and was Mekadosh in Isha, so we have Shliach, Chazaka Shliach Asa Shlichusai, so then every woman in the world is what? Is also to you, because you might be a relative of that woman. So Eliezer was a shliach to be mekadosh Rivka to Yitzchak, or not be mekadosh, maybe nois kna. And then what happened? You know that Lavan and Besuah wanted to do what? They wanted to kill Eliezer. If they would have killed Eliezer, there would have been a chazak shliach shlichusay, and Yitzchak would never be able to get married. If Yitzchak would never be able to get married, Lavan lakar esakam. Fred to get a rebbe, that's not true. Because we know that Eliezer was told that he can't take from Benois Knan. If he can't take from Benois Knan, so Yitzchak could have gone and done what? He could have married someone from Knan, because there was no shlichas on that. Zok to get a rebbe. Hagufa that flakar is hakol. If he would have taken from Benois Knan, that would have been an akir sakol. If there wouldn't have been an aim be Yisrael. One last thought. There's a ha'ara, there's so much to talk about. You can go a whole night without the halachas. We know that a person, and maybe we'll speak more about Riches in this Shabbos HaGadol Drasha. Pesach Matzu Mar. So we know that Rav Gamliel Hoya'ayim Ekol Shloyam Eshloish Dvarim Eilu B'Pesach Liyotzi Dechavosev Eluhim Pesach Matzu Mar. The question that's asked, Tzlach asks, and many ask, is why is the Marar after the Matzah? Why is the Marah after the Matzah? After all, the Marah was the first part. It was the Avodah Mayinu, was the Marah. So the Marah should be first, and then should come the Pesach and the Matzah. Why is the Pesach and the Matzah coming before the Marah? So I want to share with you a teretz from the Avnei Nezer. Avnei Nezer says the following thing. When a person... maybe I'll be malgish, I'll dress it up this way. Person goes, Klal Yisrael went into Mitzrayim. We know that they worked very, very hard. It was bitter. We also know that Bnei Yisrael was able to get out earlier. Why? Because there was a Kaishia Shibur. So the truth is that the Mara really served as what? The Mara really served as a Geula. The Mara really was, at the end of the day, really, the Mara was also Geula. The Mara also served for Geula. The truth is, this is true about everything in life. We say this, I say this over all the time, it's such an unbelievable tzlach. The tzlach says in the Gemara in Pesachim, the Gemara Pesachim Daf Nun says, that loika oilam hazeh oilam haba. Oilam hazeh, and on a good thing, what do we say? Baruch atoy v'ametiv. And if somebody dies, what a bad thing, what do we say? Baruch dayin ha'emes. But Allah said, lovay, oilam haba, what are we going to make? On every shmuel, what are we going to say? On a Shmuel Rash, Shmuel Tov, we're going to say what? Baruch HaToy V'Ametiv. The obvious question is, in Laws of Love, all the Shmuels are going to be Tov. So of course it's going to be HaToy V'Ametiv. The answer is, the Tzlach says, but when you look back, it's not talking about the Shmuels then. When Laws of Love, we're going to look back and we're going to see all the things we thought that was so terrible. And we said, the Eibishter is hurting me and the Eibishter hates me and he's doing this to me and he's doing that to me. We'll look back and we're going to say, No, it was really Latif. Kolar, really, like Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba. Olam Haba, we're going to say, even on the Ra, we're going to say, Atayv HaMetiv Lo Asud Lovli. That's Pesach Matzu Umorah. After the Geula, you could turn around and you could look and you could say, even the Morah was Geula. That's where the Morah is after the Pesach and the Matzah. Because after, when you're in the Golas, it's hard to see the Geula. It's hard to see the Geula in the Morah. Once a person is redeemed, and a person feels he's a Ben Chayr, and he could look back and say, and everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for me was Latayv, and even the Mara is Geula. And the Olam didn't remind me to get back to the Pshat and the Rizkrova thing, but you're right. Okay? Next year, we have what to do next year.